Terry, I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Terry.
Congratulations to all the birthday celebrants tonight. You know, that gives me hope. Hope when I didn't have hope before. And start off with, my name is Terry Sterling. I am 48 years old. I took my first drink when I was 13. I took my last when I was 42. I was introduced to Alcoholics Anonymous at the age of 23. And through the step work and stuff this time around, I realized that I had qualified for this program 10 years before that. When I was, I'll tell you about my first drink and we'll kind of go on. I was 13. I used to get into riding BMX bikes. And I'm from Pennsylvania, so we have a lot of woods and trails. And I used to like to go back there. I was kind of a loner. I like to be by myself. And I'd go out there and just ride and kind of take out my aggressions. And it was like a park around there. And I'd heard a bunch of people and like laughing and joking and having a good old time. So I decided to get a little nosy and come around and see what was going on. And here was a bunch of people that I knew from school and from the neighborhood. They were all out there drinking, you know, the guys and girls, and having a good time. So I figured I'd just kind of buzz on by. Well, a couple of them had recognized me and invited me in. And apparently they thought it would be fun to get the little guy drunk. I was so grateful that night they did. Because I'm here to tell you, I lost more than my fear of people that night. And I can blame alcohol for that. Thank you for that night. It was from an older woman. She was 16 with a driver's license. She didn't seem to mind hauling my bike around in the trunk. But but I tell you, that night, I lost, you know, I found something that could bring me to be me. I had all these people talking to me. We were laughing and joking, even though they were probably making fun of me or this or that. But you know what? We was having fun, and I was having fun, regardless of the other situation. But, you know, that's the only night in my drinking career that I can stand here and tell you that I enjoyed. That I enjoyed. Because every time after that, I was chasing it. There was no more BMX bikes unless it was taking me to a party. Okay, there was no more hanging out with any friends, listening to music, or anything like that. I was chasing the parties. I was hanging out with the 16-year-olds, the 17-year-olds. Because those are the people that seemed to like having me around. For whatever reason, I didn't care. Because I was getting fed alcohol. And I loved it. You know, it caused problems in school. I had no desire for school no more. I went from straight A's to nothing. To nothing. I quit school in 10th grade to where my life, it was pretty much gone at that point. That's what I thought. I gave up on even trying. You know, the party thing was the cool thing. See, alcohol had become my mother and my father. And all those people around me, the ones that taught me how to do the things that I learned how to do. Fight, cheat, steal. All that fun stuff that we learned. And, you know, and through the chasing, I had hurt a lot of people. I had hurt a lot of people and didn't understand. You know, I hurt the people that cared about me, the people that were trying to help me, the people that were trying to be a mentor or something to me. These are the people that I would steal from. These are the people I would lie to. You know, these are the people that I would blame for everything that was going on in my life or that wasn't going on in my life. You know, and I carried this right into adulthood. I ruined a military career because alcohol was more important. The day the Marine Corps asked me to leave, I was happy. But on my way home, I wasn't because I knew what I had just done. I knew what I had just done. And that followed a career of little 6 months, 8 months stints in jail, living in shelters, being a roommate, not being able to pay rent and being asked to leave and building more resentments because how dare they? You know, this is how I learned how to grow up. You know, then all of a sudden I'm becoming a father. What do I know about that? Nothing. Nothing. As much as I love my son, it wasn't enough to take me away from the alcohol. It wasn't enough to keep me from drinking and going after whatever I wanted to. I like hanging around the goofballs. I like hanging around the fighters. I love hanging around in dive bars that smell like vomit, every day. I like that. I was a barroom person. You know, and the only trouble was you'd have to find which one I was in. Because I'd move around pretty fast. I was like a tweaker on alcohol. You know, and through this, I had picked up some other, toys to play with to add to my alcohol, which just added a little excitement to my life. You know, and it got me, I don't know if it got me here faster or what it did, but it got me in a whole lot more trouble, I know that. You know, ruined relationships. The only relationship or anything that I could get was, I don't know how old she was at the end of the bar, but if I could help her home, she usually let me in. I'd have a place to crash, maybe a girlfriend for a day or two. But this is the life that I led. This is how my life evolved around alcohol. Everything was about alcohol. If there wasn't alcohol there, Terry wasn't there. Because I didn't fit in with normies. I didn't fit in around people that are going to be watching me. You know, everything that I do, because I was always that black marble in a box of white marbles. You could see me coming. If you didn't smell me first. You know, and through this, I've lived on the streets. I've slept on the dumpsters. I've slept in cockroach-infested motels, which is where I was before I got here. You know, I didn't care if I had 5 jobs a week. Because I would still tell you I got a job. You know, I wasn't comprehending. One job should do it. I had to have many. You know, and I had every excuse to leave. Every excuse to leave and not to want to go back. You know, and today, when I got sober 6 years ago, I'm from, being from Pennsylvania. I moved out here. I think I had like 15 months sober. You know, my brother and my family's out here. And I tell you, I had a real hard time adjusting because I'm still trying to figure out who I am and where I'm going. And I come to California, San Diego at that. You know, didn't have a job lined up. I didn't have anything, you know, but somehow I started working my first week out here, you know, and I've been working every day since. I'm employed at Kyocera. I've been there for 3 years. 2 months ago, I just got promoted to a technician. That doesn't happen to a drunk like me. But in Alcoholics Anonymous, it does. Because I was taught early on, Alcoholics Anonymous doesn't guarantee me a great life. It guarantees me an opportunity to be that person, to be somebody in society, to live like I always saw everybody else doing. And today I'm employable. I have a car. I take care of it. It's paid for. You know, I pay my insurance regularly. I keep the gas tank full. These are things that I would not do. You know, when I was drinking, they wouldn't even give me credit at the 99-cent store. You know, and all the child support I've been behind, I was on the phone with the lady yesterday. I got 3 months left and all my arrears are caught up because I'm here and I've had the opportunities to take care of my business and my past and to take everything that I've done and to turn it around and stand here in front of you tonight. If you don't ever see a miracle, you're looking at one right now. You're looking at one right now. I fought this program hard, tooth and nail, to not want to die, because I didn't want to be around you people. And here, you're the ones that saved my life every day. And I am so grateful for that. So grateful for that. And I love each and every one of you, and thank you for listening to me tonight.